It is 11 minutes past 9. You're with Selena Green this morning. You're joining me in the studio for the first time in 2021. Peter Hennis from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. Hello.
Good morning, Selena. Good morning, listeners. And I could say Happy New Year, but it's well and truly into the new year.
We were just debating this during that song. Just, is it too late? At what point do you cut off Happy New Year when you haven't had a chance to catch up with someone?
Yeah.
Maybe mid-March might be pushing our luck a little bit. But it is good to have you back in for the first time this year. But men's sheds have been pretty active, for the past few months?
They've been very active, actually. Mm. Yeah, very active.
Good to hear. Well, as we do, when Peter comes in regularly, we catch up and do a whip around of what our local men's sheds have been up to, what's been keeping them out of trouble. And let's start off with Mount Gambier, and they've been very busy building a new welding bay.
Yeah, we had a grant given to us towards the end of last year to help with the building of the new welding bay. The one we had was rather small, trying to get the people in there, and so they decided they were going to build a new welding bay. They've put all the walls up and starting to fit things in there now, so that's looking pretty good at the moment.
Mm. And, well, we talked about the fact that it's too late to say Happy New Year, but apparently it's not too early to start making Christmas toys.
It's not too early because we've got to start now, otherwise we just don't get them done. So the shed's already started on that, and we've already got I reckon at least 20 or 30 of them made up so far, so we're doing well.
It's a good head start.
Yeah, it's a good start, yeah.
Now, you've got a busy day because after you leave here, the Mount Gambier Shed's actually got its AGM today.
Yeah, we've got our AGM today. We've been running the last couple of months without a president. We had some problems earlier in the year. And we've got an AGM today, and also got to let people know that if you haven't paid your subs as yet, they're now due.
They're due. And what else is happening? You've got some orders still coming in for a number of items that the shed's making?
Yeah, we do orders for half wine barrels, and they've all been fixed up and sealed and everything else so that people can use them. We get the palicons that come in, cut them in halves. They're okay for using for cages, bird, wicker beds and that type of thing. And also been doing gardening, raised garden beds. They've seem to be very popular, not just here but all over many other sheds as well. So we've been busy with that, and we've got a garage sale coming up on the 27th of this month down at the shed. So keep that one in mind for later on.
And people are wondering where the Mount Gambier Shed is down at Hastings Cunningham
Reserve? It's on Commercial Street. The council depot, the big green shed across the road from the water department there on, McDonald Drive,
that's,
I think it's called.
Yes. I've driven past it a few times. I should remember where it is, Peter, to come down and visit you sometime. Now, Port Mac, they've been doing a bit of a stock take down there.
Yeah, this is more for insurance reasons. Because of COVID, a lot of our insurances have really skyrocketed this year. To help them out, they've had to do a stock take of what they've got and everything to help them out.
And what else have they been making? Some totem poles?
Yeah, as it's been reported that council have done doing a new playground down at Port Macdonald. They're not quite ready yet because there's some stuff still to come in from overseas, I believe. And but the shed's been making, they've made 14 totem poles out of recycled the jetty timbers that they had earlier last year, I think it was. And so they've made some totem poles out of it. And once again, they've also been doing plenty of outdoor settings. These are the park bench type thing, you know, with the chair in the middle and the seats on either side.
Brilliant. Let's have a look at Millicent. Now, they're just reminding people they've put some new guidelines up on display since we mentioned about COVID there, so some changes about what the rules are in the sheds.
Yeah, every shed at the moment, and it's not just your sheds, but it's your businesses and everything, you've got to have your COVID set up. And they're no different. They've got their app that you use on your phone, is the same as we have, and it's all set up at the shed. So those that haven't been at the shed for a while, please go in, read the instructions before you go in, and then do the appropriate thing.
Now, what else have Millicent been up to? They've got their garden alongside the shed there.
Yeah, well, as everybody knows, the men's shed have taken over the community garden over in Millicent, and they've been doing quite a bit of work over there to get it up and going. The garden shed, the compost bays have all been finished. They're up and done, and the next on their agenda is to clean up a mess beside the lion's shed out there, and then they're going to erect some potting sheds to, for, you know, doing their vegetables and things up and flowers and whatever. And then after that, it'll be open to the public to be able to get community membership.
Fantastic. And they've also started some wooden toys as well for Christmas?
Yeah, they're taking our initiative, I think. And old sheds are all equal over around the place these days. And they've started doing wooden toys for the mayor's Christmas appeal over there. Good luck to them. If they need any help, they know where they can get in touch with it, because we all know it's no point in reinventing the wheel, and we'll all help each other.
Fantastic. Let's have a look at Panola. Sounds like plenty going on at the Panola Men's Shed.
Yeah, Panola Men's Shed, they got some old battens off of one of the old houses that was being renoed up there. And these battens are the ideal size for garden stakes and so forth. So they've been putting points on the end of them and cleaning them up a little bit, and reselling them at their local market up there. And so if anyone wants garden stakes, go on sale. They'll be well-seasoned, hard timber, I'd say. And also they've been doing... if you're interested in any special items for, you know, weddings, birthdays, whatever coming up, they've got cheese boards, back scratches, bird boxes, and a lot of other odds and ends. And just pull into the shed and see what they've got available.
Need a back scratcher. I'll have to pop in there and get one.
Oh, you'll have to get your husband going.
Well, so he's not always around, you see. You need to have these things in an emergency. Let's have check in with Narracourt. They've got some high school students doing some projects with
them.
They've
got 10 high school students up at Narracourt that are going to be frequenting the shed. But at this stage, because of COVID and so forth, only two per week. And they're just sort of starting to get set up with that. So they've just got little projects that they're going to be taking on, and the men are showing them what to do. And they're settled into their extensions on the that they had last year with the metal bay out the back. And that's they're all utilising that fairly well at the moment. And recently they've been doing some work for the sheep's back up there, trying to get some shadow boards done, and while doing that, some of the other members are just doing small odds and odd, odds and sod jobs that are coming in. That was a tongue twister.
We've got Peter Henderson in the studio today from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. We do a regular whip around to find out what our men's sheds locally have been up to. Let's head to the Tatiara and Bordertown. They're about to lose one of their original members.
They are, unfortunately. One of their members has decided it's time to move to Adelaide. So I've been informed that he will be sorely missed. He was one of the inaugural members, and good luck to him. Hope he goes all right up there.
And what have they been making at Bordertown?
Up at Bordertown, one of the members has been doing a lovely big red gum top. And I believe this red gum top is about 8 foot long and 3 foot wide.
Wow.
And about 3 inches or 75 mil thick. And it is actually going to be used for a bar top. And I reckon that's going to be one hell of a bar.
Yeah. We'll have to check that one out and have a beer there afterwards.
It'd be nice to see the end product.
Absolutely. And others have been making some chess boards as
Yeah, they got they had a gentleman from Adelaide apparently ring them up, and he wanted a chess board made up, and he had specific sizes and everything else. They have no idea how this fella got in touch with them, but... turned out to be a genuine type of deal, so they thought, well, okay, we'll have a go at that, and they made it up for him. It's since been handed over to him, and he's very happy with it. And on top of that, the other members have been just doing little jobs that are coming in.
Yeah, plenty of little challenges there. Now, Keith, sounds like they've had some pretty good attendance, and they've been getting quite a few requests for some garden-style bench seats.
Yeah, their attendances have been very good over the last few weeks with the moderate weather that we've been getting. And following the request from the local community-run caravan park up there. They've repaired three garden-style bench seats up there, and having completed that, the Keith Men Shed is now making making six new ones.
Mm.
So they've done all right out of that. And they're utilising some of the salvaged timber from the one of the district's earliest dairies. It's a well-seasoned timber. It's apparently as hard as flint and posting quite a few challenges for the fellas who are sawing it and planing it in the thicknesser and making the slat seats and so forth.
They'll be solid units, though.
I reckon they will be, yeah. Yeah. Their orders are also continuing for the raised and wicker garden beds, and they've also been doing an order for 20 cocky gate components. I have no idea what they are, but apparently they're being used up there and to be used on a wide range of panels and increase the width of the farm machinery to be able to get through the gates and so forth. So I don't know what it's for.
Mm. Now, also making spoggy traps.
Yeah, them little birds that everybody tends to love. Apparently, they're selling quite a few up there for the spoggy traps because the people with their chooks and their garden beds and everything else, as soon as you put the seeds down, the spoggies come in and decide they want to help out as well. So they think that it's time for them to be fed. So they've been making a few traps up for them.
And they've got a fundraiser coming up later this month as well at Keith?
They have got a fundraiser coming up, and it's the annual one that they have. It's called the Keith Revved Up, and that's on the 27th of March, and the members will be manning the gates and so forth up there and helping out with that one.
Let's check in on the Tintinara Men's Shed. They've been making a mud kitchen. These are great for kids.
Yeah, kids seem to love these mud kitchens. I don't know. I used to love making mud pies too when I was a little kid, I suppose. But this one apparently is a deluxe model.
Ooh.
What that means, I don't know, but it's a deluxe job. So
right. It's got the sink, the kitchen, the whole shebang.
Going to be right into it these days, I think, up there.
They've also been making some veggie gardens and picnic tables.
Yeah, they've been making about 8 or 10 veggie gardens and that they've sold already. And picnic tables are being made up for the aged care one. Now, these are ones that have got removable seats because some of the oldies can't sort of throw the leg over the top of the seat to put their feet underneath. So they've made them so that they're removable. And a large amount of timber has been acquired by the shed up there from the Tintinara Football Club. Apparently they're renovating their club rooms. And so the timber's been donated to the men's shed. Unfortunately, it still has all the nails. So for the last 3 or 4 weeks, the fellas have been in pulling nails out of timber so they can use it.
Yep.